This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:44. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we now have Shantanis of our news desk joining us for the market wrap. And today we're looking at a report about a businessman in India who converted his company's office into a treatment facility amid the pandemic.
Right.
What is going on with the story? It sounds like a good one.
Yes, so the Indian businessman is Kadar Sheikh. He's a property developer, and he did this because he was shocked by the ridiculous high cost of treatment at private clinics when he himself was infected by COVID-19 recently and got admitted. So after recovering, he converted his own office into a facility which has 85 beds, and he's now giving free treatment for poor people. And the number of infections in India obviously has passed the 1.5 million mark, while more than 35,000 fatalities have been recorded. In fact, reports this week have pointed that India has the highest and fastest infection rate in the world for every 1,000 people. And because of this, public hospitals are also struggling to cope with the influx of patients. So Kadar had to go to a private clinic last month, and he was admitted for only 20 days, and he was horrified after looking at the bill. So he basically just came out and questioned how could poor people afford, such treatment, and decided to do something about it.
Which is fantastic. But I do want to know how this works, because, can anyone convert a normal office into a COVID treatment facility? I would think you would need healthcare workers, staff, you need to have the infrastructure.
Right. So Kadar at first secured approval from local authorities to convert his office. So it's a 30,000 square feet premise located in Gujarat. And I think basically because he's a property developer, he kind of had the cables and everything. So he requested help from the government to provide and pay for the staff. And the government will also bear the cost of medical equipment and medicine, while he bought the beds and also covered the cost of bed linen, electricity, maintenance, water and all that. And he also reminded that everyone should be allowed to use his facility regardless of caste, creed or religion, unlike in some other hospitals in India, because this is also a problem there. It's also there's some outrage over government responses to the pandemic that have reportedly increased the divide among those with different class, caste, gender, religious backgrounds. So in fact, this week, reports revealed that more than half the people living in slums in Mumbai have tested positive. The city is, of course, India's financial center and most populous city, where about 40% of the population lives in slums. So Mumbai alone has reported over 110,000 infections and more than 6,000 deaths. So hopefully more business people like Kadar, who can afford, they'll come out and help those in need and share the resources to cushion the impact a little bit.
Now, back home on Bursa Malaysia, shares of ES Ceramics Technology Berhad hit a record high today. What's going on there?
Yeah, so the counter rose about 33% this morning, and they're basically riding on the back of momentum of other healthcare-linked stocks as well. So year-to-date, the counter has almost quadrupled, and ES Ceramics is mainly involved in the business of hand formers used by, the glove industry.
Mm. So
they have operations in Malaysia and Thailand as well. So there were about 119,000 shares traded on the counter today, which closed 25% higher at 78 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.